My name is Andrew Mukey. Thanks for joining me. This is the show Never Heard That. It is just coincidence, but we are going for our second Canadian band in a row. Today's show will be focusing on the track Battle Scar by the band Max Webster from their 1980 album Universal Juveniles. This track is a little bit of a one-off, but it is certainly worthy of consideration as a piece of Canadian rock royalty. It is not uncommon to see blank looks when you raise the name Max Webster in a conversation. But a real point of interest for this track is that all the members of the band Rush play on this track too. It is two highly talented bands playing for the price of one. Rush are definitely more well known internationally and achieved a longer career, but the two bands were close friends and often toured together in the 1970s. I can only imagine that those would have been some pretty outstanding gigs. Those that are aware of these bands are probably anticipating that this one will be four to the floor rock, and they would be right. But it is really important to say that labelling Max Webster as simply a rock band would be doing them a great injustice. When I was very young, my eldest brother had a copy of their 1976 debut album Max Webster on cassette. I remember it fondly being a strong favourite for all us kids. For me, this was because of the astonishing variety of music it contained, all played at the highest levels of musicality. There were the punishing tracks like Hangover, which is suitably hard and unforgiving. But littered through the album are musically beautiful tracks and others with a unique sense of character. I personally feel that it is a lost classic as such. For the musically adventurous out there, it is definitely an album worth discovering and investing your time to. That diverse variety continued through their next few albums, 1977's High Class in Borrowed Shoes and 1978's Mutiny Up My Sleeve. Fourth album, 1979's A Million Vacations, was a breakthrough, with third single Paradise Skies charting in the UK and the band performing on Top of the Pops. At the same time as doing this, they also toured UK and Europe, where they were playing to very big crowds. With that momentum internationally, it was a real thorn in their side when their record company did not support a larger follow-up tour. Like many bands before and after them, Max Webster struggled keeping the same personnel together over their career. By final album, 1980's Universal Juvenile, only vocalist guitarist Kim Mitchell remained from the original lineup. This album is also a little bit harder edged throughout than their previous albums. One really interesting fact about the band, which you don't often see, is that they had a non-performing member called Pai Dubois. Dubois was with the band from start to finish and contributed many of the lyrics written for their songs. So, a little bit of Canadian certified rock gold for you. This is the track Battle Scar by Max Webster, ably supported by Rush, from their 1980 album Universal Juveniles.